感谢主耶稣的恩典，我们在这边继续来学习道理。
We thank God for His grace. We continue to study His word.
在接下来这几天呢，我们想用帖撒罗尼迦前书来作为彼此学习的内容。
In the following days, we would like to study First Thessalonians together.
帖撒罗尼迦前书是保罗所写的书信。
This is a book that is written by Paul.
为什么要用这一卷书来做这一次的学习呢？
Why would we use this book for our study?
因为这一卷书里面内容的记载对我们今天的信仰，对今天的教会有很大的帮助。
This is because the content of this book is very helpful for our faith and our church.
帖撒罗尼迦教会被称为大患难中的教会。
The Thessalonica Church was known as the Church of Tribulation.
为什么被称为大患难中的教会呢？
Why is it considered the Church of Great Tribulation?
当这个教会被建立以后，
When the church was established,
马上他们所面对有外来的攻击，
They immediately face attack from outside.
不管是从政治上的，
Whether it is political,
或者是从宗教上的犹太教的人，
or religiously, especially from the Jews,
他们都在各样的压力患难当中不断地受到攻击。
They continue to be under attack and pressure.
而保罗在那里只留了少少的几个礼拜而已。
Paul only stayed there for several weeks.
这几个礼拜里面，他建立教会与信徒互动。
But in that several weeks, he established the church there and interacted with the members.
但是当大患难临到的时候，他被逼的必须要逃离开这个城市。
However, when the persecution got really bad, he had to leave.
所以当保罗离开了以后
After Paul left,
他非常担心这个帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒。
He was very concerned about the members there.
因为他们才信主几个礼拜。
They had only believed in Christ for several weeks.
马上就要面对如此大的患难。
All of a sudden, they had to face such great tribulation.
他们才刚刚开始学习道理。
They had only started to learn about the truth.
就需要面对信仰上如此大的挑战。
They had already to face such great obstacle in their faith.
所以保罗为了他们非常的担心。
So Paul was very concerned for them.
就不断地打听这个帖撒罗尼迦教会的消息。
He kept trying to look for news about them.
却没有想到虽然这个教会成立的时间不长。
But he did not think that even though the church was only established for a short while.
但是信徒对道理的坚持却是非常稳固的。
The members already persisted in their faith.
虽然面对大患难的逼迫。
Even though they were faced with great obstacle and tribulation,
但是他们对主的信念却从来不动摇。
They did not become moved at all in their faith in the Lord.
所以保罗听到这个消息以后非常的感谢神。
When Paul heard this, he was greatly thankful toward God.
所以他就特别写了这个帖撒罗尼迦前书跟后书给信徒作为一个鼓励以及劝勉。
He especially then wrote this two books of Thessalonians.To encourage them and to admonish them.
我们今天在信仰的路上，难免都会遇到一些困难。
In our walk of faith today, we will come to face these kind of tribulation.
可能是从家人来的。
It may be from a family.
可能是我们的朋友。
Maybe from our friends.
从我们的同事。
It may be from our colleagues.
我们常常在大环境里面遇到各样的患难。
We oftentimes.Face some kind of tribulation in this great environment.
所以有些人会问为什么我信耶稣，人生还是这么辛苦？
Some ask, why is it so difficult in life, as a Christian?
怎么我认识的主，怎么生活还会有困难？
Why is it that after I believe in the Lord, I would still have difficulties?
为什么来教会还要为主受逼迫？
Why is it that if I come to church, I still have to be persecuted for Christ?
所以有些人对人生当中遇到患难，感觉非常的不解。
Some people cannot fathom as to why they would be in such situation.
我们来看一下提摩太后书。
Let's refer to 2 Thessalonians.
提摩太后书，提摩太。
2 Timothy.
我们看提摩太后书的第三章
2 Timothy chapter 3
第十二节
Chapter 3 verse 12
提摩太后书的第三章第十二节
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 12
这里说不但如此凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的也都要受逼迫。这里保罗在提摩太后书告诉我们
Paul in 2 Timothy told us,
他说如果今天你想要在基督里敬虔度日啊，
If we desire to live godly in Christ Jesus,
他说都要受逼迫，
We will suffer persecution.
他没有说可能受逼迫，
He didn't say we may suffer.
没有说或许有，或许会被逼迫，
Or perhaps we may face.
他说如果你今天想要在基督耶稣里敬虔度日，
He said all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus,
你一定会受逼迫啊。
All of us will suffer persecution.
所以我们今天要问自己一个问题啊。
Today, we need to ask ourselves this question.
从信耶稣到如今啊。
From the time we believe in Christ until now.
我有没有受过信仰上的逼迫啊？
Have we suffered persecution of faith?
如果我们的答案是没有啊。
If the answer is no.
没有啊，信耶稣从来没有被逼迫过啊。
That we have never suffered because of our faith.
只有两个可能啊。
There are two possibilities.
第一个可能。
The first.
你已经完美像基督了啊。
Is that we have become perfected like Christ.
完美像基督，所以虽然有逼迫，但是你不觉得啊。
That even though there are persecution, we don't feel so.
你已经超越了啊。
We have already transcended.
但是你要小心啊。
But we need to be careful.
因为当你超越了如同基督一样的时候啊。
After we have transcended like Christ.
大概就是主耶稣要叫你回家的时候啦。
But also maybe the time we are called by the Lord.
所以啊。今天有没有可能你没有逼迫是因为你很像耶稣了？
So the possibility is that we are like Christ if we don't actually suffer anymore.
有啦，我也不敢讲说不可能啊。
This is possible. I can't say no.
但是啊，几率不高啊。
But the chance of it is very low.
那就有第二个可能，为什么你今天没有受到逼迫呢？
There is a second possibility why we don't feel that we suffer.
很简单啊，这里说可能因为你没有敬虔度日啊。
Just like it says here, it's possible that we don't live godly.
因为你没有敬虔度日，所以你不觉得有逼迫啊。
Because we don't live godly, we don't feel the persecution.
因为你信仰没有坚持，所以你不觉得有逼迫啊。
Because we don't persist in our faith, we're not persecuted.
当你要去教会的时候，
When we want to go to church,
你的朋友跟你讲说去什么教会，走，我们出去玩。
Our friends say to us, Why do we need to go to church? Let's go play.
不行啦，那个教会哦，那个安息日要去啊。
We then say, No, I have to go to the Sabbath.
你朋友说，这样子我们以后都不找你咯。
Then our friends say to us, Then I will never look for you again.
好啦好啦，我们一起出去玩啦。
So then you would respond, Fine, and I'll go with
you. 如果我们今天很容易妥协。
If we compromise easily.
如果我们很容易改变自己的原则。
If we change our principles easily.
我们很容易放手，放弃自己的信仰。
It's very conducive for us to give out our faith.
当然你没有什么逼迫啊。
Of course, we would not face any persecution.
但是如果今天一个人在信仰上想要坚持做对的事，站在对的地方。
But if someone wants to persist in his faith and also in doing the right thing,
很多时候你必须要站在世界的对立面啊。
A lot of times, he would be facing against the world.
我们来看一下但以理书哦。
Let's refer to Daniel.
我们看但以理书。
Daniel.
但以理书的第六章啊。
Daniel.
但以理书的第。第三章哦。
Daniel chapter 3.
我们看但以理书的第三章。
Daniel chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
但以理书的第三章第一节啊
，Chapter 3 verse 1
这里说尼布甲尼撒王造了一座金像，高六十轴，宽六轴。第二节
，Two，
尼布甲尼撒差人将总督、钦差、巡抚、聂斯、凡斯、谋士、法官和各省的官员都招了来，为尼布甲尼撒王所立的金像行开光之礼哦。我们再看第四节啊
，Verse 4
第四节，那时传令的大声呼叫说，各国各方各国各族的民呐、有令传。还给你们第五
，five，
你们一听到角笛、琵琶、琴瑟声和各样乐器的声音，就当俯伏敬拜尼布甲尼撒王所立的金像。第六
，six，
凡不俯伏敬拜的，必立时丢到烈火的窑中。哈，我们再看第十三节
，verse 13。
十三节
，thirteen，
十三节，当时尼布甲尼撒王匆匆大怒，吩咐人将沙德拉、米沙、亚伯尼哥带来，他们就把这些人带到王的面前。十四。
14.
尼布甲尼撒对他说：“撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥，你们不侍奉我的神，也不敬拜我所立的金像，是故意的吗？”第十六节。
16.
16节，撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥对王说：“尼布甲尼撒，这件事我们不用回答你。”17.
17.
即使如此，我们的所侍奉的神必将我们从烈火的窑中救出来。王啊，他必救我们脱离你的手。18.
18.
即或不然，王啊，你也当知道，我们绝不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。这是我们一段很熟悉的故事啊。
This is a story we're familiar with.
当这个国王盖了一座金像。
When the king had built an image,
叫大家说啊，大家都要来拜这个金像啊。
He said to all that all must come to worship this gold image.
所以啊，在这里讲到有三个人，他们也来到了这个平原，杜拉平原，来到这个金像的面前。
It mentioned that there are three that also came to this plain of Dura.
音乐开始了。
There was some music being played.
众人跪拜了。
Everyone knelt down to worship.
这个时候只剩下三个人还站在那里啊。
At this time, there were three who still stood.
你在读他的时候，你会觉得说，哇，好勇敢。
When you read this, you may feel that they are very brave.
好了不起。
They were really extraordinary.
你觉得他们站在那里是很开心的吗？
Do you feel that they were actually very happy standing up?
仔细想一想啊，今天如果你是他们三个人啊，
If we really think about it, if we were the three,
所有你的同事朋友全部都跪在地上啦。
All of our colleagues, our friends knelt down on the ground.
前面是你生气的老板啊，两眼盯着你啊。
And what is in front of you is your very angered boss who is staring at you.
然后啊，眼光的角落看到那里有个烧着的火窑，等一下给你 barbecue 啦。
In the corner of your eyes, you can see that there is a fiery furnace waiting to cook you.
你这个时候要面对的是什么？
So what are you facing at this time?
你要面对是全世界站在你的对立面啊。
What you are facing is the opposition of the world.
前面是很生气的国王。
What is in front of you is a very angered king.
旁边是等着看好戏的朋友。
What's next, to him is those who want to really see what will happen.
你觉得他们三个人这个时候很开心吗？
Do you really feel the three of them were very happy at the time?
不害怕吗？
That they were not without fear.
我相信他们多少是有紧张有害怕的啊。
I believe to some degree they were very nervous and fearful.
没有人愿意被这样子凸显出来啊，大家都在看着啊，你完蛋了，你倒霉啦。
Because no one wanted to be perceived as the one that had something dooming happen to
them. 但是对他们来说。
But to them,
虽然他们不愿意被放在这个位置，
even though they were not willing to be placed under such circumstance,
但是他们必须要站在那个位置，
they had to be standing at where they were,
因为这个是信仰原则的问题，
because this is really about the principles of faith.
当遇到了信仰的原则，
when we are facing principles of faith,
即使全世界都反对你，
even if the world is against us,
你必须要坚持你所站的地方，
we must hold on to where we stand.
所以我们今天信仰道路上面遇到患难是难免的。
Today, in our journey of faith, it is unavoidable for us to face persecution.
为了要坚持做对的事情。
In order to persist in doing the right thing.
为了要坚持活出对的生活。
In order to persist in living what is right.
你知道吗？你的朋友可能会不再要当你的朋友了。
Do we know that that's when our friends may no longer want to be our friends?
你知道吗？你的同事可能会开始排斥你、排挤你，不再跟你一起活动了。
Do we know that that's when our colleagues may resist us and not want to be associated with us anymore?
但是这是信仰的原则，就算只有你一人，也要站在那里不能动啊。
But this is all about the principles of faith, and even if we're the only one standing, we must do so.
有时候真的是不容易的啊。
Sometimes it is really difficult.
我的小孩啊，现在已经开始上学了。
My children started to go to school.
他们在学校里面有很多学校的活动啊。
They have a lot of activities in school.
有一天啊，我回家看到啊，我女儿在那里跳舞，我女儿很喜欢跳舞啊，跳跳跳跳跳跳舞啊。
One day I came home and saw my daughter dancing because she really likes to dance.
我说你这个在跳什么呢？
So I asked her, what are you dancing?
她说这个是我们学校有一个 seasonal performance 有一个什么季节的表演啊。
She said that my school has some seasonal performance.
我再听一听再听她唱一唱啊。
So I listened to what she was singing.
啊，这个季节的表演就是 Christmas 哦，圣诞节的舞会啊。
This seasonal performance is actually a Christmas performance.
啊，只是他用个比较好的名称叫 seasonal performance 啊。
They just use the term seasonal.
啊，但是呢，我那时候就在看啊，因为我女儿啊已经练习很久，我只是不知道而已啊。
At that time, I noticed that my daughter had already learned for a long time.
哇，她很 looking forward 哦，哇，很期待呀，能够上去跳给大家看啊。
She really looked forward to presenting.
那那时候其实讲实话，我心里是有一些挣扎的。
At that time, I was very conflicted.
我在想说，我要怎么样来告诉我的孩子，我们不参与这样子的活动。
I thought to myself, how would I break it to my daughter that we do not participate in such activities?
她只是幼稚园而已啊。
She's only in kindergarten.
那可能有些人会说啊，没有关系啦，小孩子懂什么？
Some people may say it's not really that critical because they may not understand any of it.
那你不让她去啊，她可能会生气啊，就会有 tension 啊，亲子关系就很紧绷啊。
If you don't let your children go, do this, then there might be tension that develop between you and them.
啊，但是我就想到啊，在约翰福音里面，主耶稣对彼得所说的哈。
Then I thought about what Jesus said to Peter and John.
在主耶稣帮彼得洗脚以前呢，彼得说不可以啊。
When Jesus was about to wash Peter's feet, Peter said, "No, you cannot."
主耶稣讲了一句话哦。
Jesus then said,
他说你现在不明白啊。
He said that you do not yet understand now.
啊，虽然你不明白，还是要帮你洗脚啊。
But even so, I still have to wash you.
所以啊，虽然我女儿可能不明白，但是我还是要教她。
Therefore, even though my daughter may not understand, I still have to teach her now.
啊，今天不明白，以后就明白啦。
If she does not understand today, she will understand in the future.
啊，所以我就很严肃地坐在那里啊。
So I was very seriously sitting there.
我就跟她说啊，宝贝啊，来坐在爸爸旁边啊。
And saying to her, my precious, sit next to me.
爸爸有些事情要跟你讨论一下。
Daddy has something to discuss with you.
那他就坐在我旁边这样看着我啊。
So she sat next to me, looking at me.
我就想了很久，我不知道怎么措辞啊，不知道怎么说啊。
I thought for a while, but did not know how to say it.
我就跟他说啊，宝贝啊，如果爸爸跟你说，爸爸不希望你参加这个活动，你会不会很生气啊？
Then I said to her,If Daddy doesn't wish for you to participate in this activity, would you be angry?
他就看着我，看着我哈。
She looked at me.
然后我就说，你知道我们是不庆祝圣诞节的。
I then continued to say to her, you know that we do not celebrate Christmas.
啊，所以爸爸不希望你参加这样子的活动。
So Daddy doesn't wish that you participate in activities.
啊，很长一段时间都没有说话，就坐在我旁边都没有说话。
She did not speak for a long time, sitting next to me.
啊，因为我知道他练习很久，他也很期望哈。
I know that she practiced for a long time and really looked forward to it.
哦，所以其实我心里也是很难受的。
So I actually felt really bad in my heart.
啊，这时候她就抬起头来看着我，哦。
Then she lifted up her head and looked at me.
她说：“我知道了，那我就不参加了。”
She said, "I know, I won't do it then."
啊，我说：“那你如果不参加不上台，那你要做什么啊？”
I then said to her, "If you do not participate in the performance, what would you do?"
她说：“我大概就是坐在底下，哦，就是。”因为你还要上学嘛，哦，我就是坐在底下啦，
said,
看我的同学表演啦。
She said that because I still have to go to school that day, I will just sit and watch the performance.
那其实讲实话，作为一个爸爸来说，我真的是很舍不得啊。
To be honest, this was very difficult for me to do.
我可以很简单的告诉我自己说啊，其实没什么事啦，小孩子懂什么。
As a father, I could have told myself, this is really nothing. Kids don't understand.
啊，但是我在想，如果我今天不讲，把这件事情讲清楚。
But I also thought that if I do not clarify this today,
第一，我以后怎么告诉我的孩子，当他长大的过程当中，我怎么继续跟他说不可以呢？
First, in the future, how would I continue to tell her this is not the right thing?
啊，第二，我怎么样站在讲台上面鼓励信徒说，鼓励信徒说要教养你的孩子走在主的正道上呢？
Second, how do I continue to preach in the pulpit to members saying we must bring up our children in the way of the Lord.
所以啊，当他表演，就是他们有那个表演的那一天啊。
When they perform.
啊，我们送他去学校哦。
We sent her to school that day.
其实那一天父母亲是可以参加的。
Actually, the parents can participate.
啊，但是我跟我太太讲说，我们也不参加，我们就不去。
I told my wife that we do not need to participate, so we do not go today.
我希望让我的女儿了解，做选择是要付出一些代价跟痛苦的。
I want our daughter to understand that there is a price.
是不是很残忍？我觉得很残忍啊。
I do feel that it is very cruel.
啊，但是我觉得如果为了让她明白
，But for the purpose of making her understand，
那我们就必须要做对的事情。
We must do what is right.
哦，所以那一天下放学的时候，我们很早很早就在外面等她。
So that day after the school was over, we actually had waited for a while.
啊，等她出来啊，我就牵着她的手啊，问她说她今天还好不好啊
？After she came out, we held her hand and asked her, how was your day?
她就笑一下跟我说没有关系啊，我就坐在底下看我的同学啊。
She said, it's fine. I just sat below and watched my friends perform.
啊，我就说爸爸带你去吃冰啊。
I then said to her, I'll bring you to have some ice cream.
哦，所以啊，我觉得说啊，在我们从小就要让孩子以及我们自己都要认识啊。
I feel that we really need to allow our kids to know from very young.
信仰本来就需要付出代价的。
That with our faith, there is a price to be paid.
保罗说，你凡是立志进前度日的人都要受逼迫啊。
Paul said that all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution.
所以我们的逼迫在哪里？
So where is our persecution?
我们的挑战在哪里？
Where is our challenge?
我们有没有在挑战当中能够成功？
Are we able to succeed in our challenges?
啊，像帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒一样。
Just like the member of the Thessalonica church.
面对大患难从来不让步。
Faced with great persecution, they never took a step back.
承担大挑战从来不认输。
They took upon this great challenge and never conceded.
哦，所以保罗说，帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒啊，你们是众圣徒的榜样啊。
So Paul said to them that you are a great example to all the churches.
榜样在哪里？
Where is their good example?
我们看一下帖撒罗尼迦前书的第一章啊。
Let's refer to First Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章的第二节。
First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 2.
那第二节，我们为你们众人常常感谢神，祷告的时候提到你们。第三节
，three，
在神我们父面前不住的纪念你们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，以及因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐啊。为什么他们能称为好榜样呢？
Why is it that they can be considered good examples?
然后在这里说啊，帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒在大患难当中活出一个真正像基督的生活来啊。
It says here that the members there are able to really live like Christ.
那什么样叫做真正像基督的生活？
What is the life that resembles Christ?
这里说有信心、有爱心、有盼望的生活啊。
It says here that there is faith, love.And also hope.
所以我们常常强调一个基督徒一定要有信、有望、有爱啊。
We often emphasize that as Christians we must have faith, love, and hope.
但是我们常常讲得很轻松啊，信心、爱心、盼望，你就是成功的基督徒啊。
It is easy to say that if we have these things, that we are successful Christians.
但是在这里啊，保罗有进一步的告诉你什么叫做信心、爱心、盼望啊。
But Paul went further to explain what does it mean to have faith, hope, and love.
第一个讲说啊，你们信心所做的功夫啊。
He says here that the work of faith that you have done.
信心是一个非常抽象的名词啊。
Faith is a very abstract term.
哦，所以啊，当你说哦，我有信心，那信心在哪里？
When we say that we have faith.Where is the faith?
我们常讲说我们要坚固信心，那怎么坚固？摸不到啊。
We often say we need to strengthen our faith, but how do we strengthen our faith?
但是在这里保罗说啊，从你所做的功夫就能看出你的信心来啊。
But Paul said here that from the work of your faith, we can see your faith.
所以信心绝对不是一种口头上的信仰。
So faith is not really just a lip service.
有时候啊，我们可以讲出一口的好信仰啊。
Sometimes we can really speak good faith.
有时候啊，在跟信徒聊天的时候啊
，When we converse with members，
而是去信徒家里啊，看他们煮饭啊，在去信徒家吃饭之后，跟他们聊天，他们在煮饭的时候
，When we go to their house and converse with them as they're cooking，
啊，有时候我就会啊讲啊讲讲讲一些有的没有的、啊、
，I may talk about just about anything with them，
啊，他们就说啊，传道你讲的一口好菜啊
，Then they said to me that preacher。You actually speak some good dishes.
啊，其实啊，我只会煎蛋跟煮泡面而已啊。
But in reality, I only really know how to fry egg and cook instant noodles.
但是有时候可以讲出一口好菜，不代表你会煮一手好菜啊。
Just because someone can really speak about how to cook doesn't mean that person can really cook.
你可以讲的一口好信仰，不代表你能够活出基督化的人生来啊。
Just because someone really needs to speak about how to have good faith does not mean that he will live a life of good faith.
所以啊，有一个传道来纽约领会的时候，哦。
There is a minister who came to visit.
他讲了一句很有趣的话。他讲了一句很有趣的话。
He said something that is very interesting.
他说：“我们今天的人呐，很会读圣经。
That people today really know how to read the Bible.
同时啊，很会讲道理。
At the same time, they really know how to give good sermon.
开口闭口感谢主，主恩待，主带领。
Every word here and there, it's about thank God and praise God.
但是啊，有时候啊，离开会堂，生活完全不一样啊。
But as soon as they left.The church, their life is different.
所以啊，这个传道说啊，哦，搞不好哦，有一天当我们到天国的时候哦。
So this preacher said, perhaps one day when we go back to heaven.
啊，只看到啊，天国啊，很多的嘴巴，很多的舌头啊而已啊。
We see a lot of mouth and tongue.
啊，为什么？因为全身上下只有舌头可以得救而已啊。
Because out of the entire body, only the tongue and mouth are saved.
所以讲的一口好信仰，最后只有嘴巴得救啊。
So they can really speak.A good faith, and that's what can be saved.
所以啊，雅各书告诉我们啊，
The book of James tells us.
他说啊，一个人啊，你说你有信心，你有信心，但是如果没有行为啊，一切都是骗人的。
If we say that we have good faith, but we do not have the accompanying deeds, then it is really futile.
你有好的行为，不代表你一定有信心。
And just because we have good deeds does not mean we have good faith either.
一个人的好行为可能会有很多不一样的原因或是动机。
A person's good deed can be accounted to different factors.
就像一间公司捐钱给慈善事业，不代表他有爱心。
Just like when a company that is very giving in charity does not mean that it's actually very charitable.
可能只是需要抵税啊，需要有好名声，需要上想要上电视啊，有可能的。
It may just use that as a tax sheltering purposes, or it may want to build good reputation or to get into the news.
所以啊，好的行为不一定代表你有好的心肠，出发点是正确的。
Therefore, having good deeds, does not mean that, we are actually of great faith.
但是啊，一个人拥有信心。一定会跟随他好的行为。
However, if a person has good faith, he will have accompanying deeds.
就像一棵健康的果树一定会结出果子来一样。
Just like a very healthy fruit tree will bear good fruit.
所以在这里告诉我们说，一个好的信徒，他一定会有他信心所产生的功夫。
It tells us here that a person who has good faith will have the work of faith.
不一定是做很多的圣功。
He may not do a lot of holy work.
可能是他跟其他信徒的互动。
He may actually have good interaction with other members.
可能是在没有人注意的，在有的人没有人注意，只有你注意到他了。
He may do something that no one else notices.
有时候啊，在教会的饭厅哦。
Sometimes in the church dining hall.
我们会看到说啊，大家都跟一样的每个礼拜啊，跟一样的人坐同一个地方啊，一起吃饭啊。
We see that most people would sit with those.That they are familiar with every week.
那因为这是你的 comfort zone 哈，你比较舒服，你比较习惯的对象。
Because this is what is everyone's comfort zone.
但是呢，有时候我们会发现啊，教会里面有一些被遗忘的在边缘的人啊。
But you will also notice there are those who are being ignored.
那当你看到了这样子的人
，When you see such people,
请问你会有什么样的反应
？The question is, well, how would you react?
有的人会说啊，这个负责人不知道在做什么啊。
Some people may say, I don't know what the church council members are doing.
怎么没有人去照顾他们呢
？How come they don't take care of them?
所以有的人是会啊，觉得啊，跟我没有关系的啊。
Some people may say this.Feel that this has nothing to do with me.
但是一个人如果真正心中有信心，有神的能力在里面啊。
But if a person truly has faith and has the strength of God in him.
那他啊，看到这样的人，他不会等其他人去帮忙啊。
When he sees such a person, he will not wait for others to help.
我就是要去那个帮助软弱扶持扶持软弱的人啊。
I am the one who is to help someone who is in need.
哦，所以他们会寻找一些教会里面比较需要、比较软弱的人。
They will naturally look for those who may be weak or who have needs.
可能比较被人所忽视、没有人看见、缺乏朋友的。
These may be those who are ignored or who are not being paid attention to.
这个就是信心所做的功夫啊。
This is.What is the work of faith?
所以啊，在这里讲说，你一定会有功夫，一定会有出现的表象来。
It says here that there
一定有行为。
There will be some expression of deeds.
啊，从信心所来的。
And they come from faith.
啊，接下来他说，你会因爱心而受劳苦啊。
Then it also mentioned about the labor of love.
所以我们常常讲爱呀，神是爱，教会是爱，常常在讲爱啊。
We often say that.God is love and church is love.
但是到底什么才叫做爱啊?
But what is love?
啊，我们有觉得说啊，我给你这个，我就是很爱你啊。
We may feel that if I give you this, then it's because I have a lot of love.
啊，我帮你做那个，我就是很爱你啊。
I help you do that, then I have love.
那但是呢，在这里说，爱心的表现在于承受劳苦的重担啊。
But here it uses the word labor of love.
所以圣经里面讲说耶稣的爱表现在哪里?
The Bible tells us where Jesus' love is expressed.
不是变饼给你吃饱。
It's not when he changed the bread for you to eat.
而是承受苦难为你受苦钉在十字架。
But rather when he died for us on the cross.
所以一个爱心真正的表现在于愿意为别人吃苦啊。
So the true expression of love is the willingness to suffer for us.
所以我们在看那个哥林多前书在讲到爱的真谛哦。
When we read about the truth of love in 1 Corinthians.
我们如果仔细看一看啊，那个哥林多前书十三章在讲爱哦。
If we really read into chapter 13,
啊，你会发觉有一件事很有趣啊。
We will find something very interesting.
就是爱从忍耐开始。
Which is that love begins with patience.
最后一句，爱在忍耐当中结束啊。
And at the end, it concludes with patience.
他说啊，真正的爱啊，是在于包容，在于忍耐啊。
True love involves patience and
forbearing.
And it can also receive those that are not likable.
哦，所以在教会里，什么叫做真的爱？
So in the church, what is true love?
真的爱是那些爱那些不太可爱的。
True love is to be able to love those who are not lovable.
那爱那些啊，比较不受欢迎，比较不太好相处的。
To love those who are not as welcome or not easy to be with.
啊，有一次啊，我们在带一个在领一个慕道朋友啊。
One time we were helping a truth seeker.
啊，讲实话啊，在带那个慕道朋友，有时候像噩梦一样啊。
To be honest, it was very difficult to bring the truth seeker.
可能因为那个时候我还没有做传道啊，所以比较没有爱心啊。
Perhaps I wasn't a preacher yet, so I really lack the depth of love.
啊，现在啊，做了传道，爱心有多一点啊。
Now that I'm a preacher, I feel that I improve a little.
哦，那时候啊，带领那个慕道朋友真的很像噩梦啊。
But at that time, I really felt that it was a nightmare to help this truth seeker.
啊，有时候啊，半夜给你打电话。
This person would call you in the middle of the night.
凌晨一点、两点、三点照打。
It could be 1 a.m., 2 a.m., even 3 a.m.
啊，你不接啊，他就这样一直 ring， 一直重复这样一直 ring 啊，一直 ring。
If you don't pick up your phone, he will keep calling.
啊，他不管你是要不要睡觉啊。
He really doesn't care whether you need to sleep or not.
更不管说你明天是不是要上班啊。
He doesn't care if you have work to do the next day.
他说我 I need to talk to you now. 我现在就是。我要跟你讲话，就是现在，现在你就给我接电话。
In his mind, I need to talk to you now, and you have to pick up your phone.
所以有时候啊，拿着那个电话啊，看了以后，真的爱不下去耶。
Sometimes when I pick up my phone and I really cannot love anymore.
因为你知道那一通电话一接起来就是两个小时。
Because you know that as soon as you pick up that phone, you'll be on it for 2 hours.
那但是怎么办呢？你要爱他啊。
But what can we do? We must love him.
啊，虽然他一点都不可爱。
Even though he's not lovable at all.
啊，但是啊，为了主耶稣的缘故，你必须要爱他。
But for the sake of Jesus, we must love him.
忍耐吧。
Be patient.
啊，因为爱是从忍耐开始的啊。
Because love begins with patience.
哎，感谢主啊，就这样子忍耐一次，忍耐两次，忍耐三次啊。
Thank God, I was like that, being patient 1, 2, 3 times.
啊，不是只有我啦，那时候的社青啊，大家都 大家都被他打到很害怕啊。
It wasn't just me. The other working youths were also being called to the point of fear.
啊，你也不敢不接啊。有时候啊，狼点打电话，他弟就跟你讲说，我想自杀啊，赶快再讲两个小时，好了，可以睡觉了。
So you actually really don't dare to not pick up the phone because he might say, "I'm going to commit suicide."
哦，所以啊，就是这样子，忍耐再加忍耐啊。
This is what happened. Patience after patience.
那感谢主啊，有一次他打电话给我哦。
Thank God when he called me one time.
啊，他出来电话里面第一句话就跟我说。
The first thing he said to me was,
他说我不需要你的。
I no longer need you.
我说那是什么意思啊
？I was thinking.
他说我不需要你了。
Oh, I do not need you anymore.
他我说怎么回事啊？
I asked him what happened.
他说啊，前一天晚上啊，他去参加那个刚好那个在教会有讲习会，他去参加那个聚会啊。
He said, when there was a seminar at church the night before.
他说啊，那一天晚上啊，他祷告结束祷告的时候，哇，很感动啊。
He was really moved in the concluding prayer.
他说啊，他的所有的问题、麻烦啊、重担，好像都被主耶稣拿走了。
All his questions, troubles were all lifted.
他说啊，我不需要你了，我现在找到耶稣了。
He said, "I have found Jesus. I no longer need you."
他心中说，感谢主，感谢主啊。
In my heart, I really thank God.
那真的有时候啊，你要爱一个人啊，那个要付出很大的努力的啊。
Sometimes we really need to give up a lot to love someone.
所以在这里说，爱心你要能够忍受劳苦啊。
That's why it says here that, with love, we really need to have the labor to be patient.
啊，不管是教会里面那些不可爱的人。
Even if they are the unlovable ones in church.
啊，或者是社会上面那些不爱我们的人。
Those who do not love us in the society.
啊，为了要为了主耶稣的缘故啊。
For the sake of our Lord Jesus.
啊，我们必须要活出一个有爱心表现的人生啊。
We must live a life that expresses love.
啊，所以彼得前书告诉我们啊。
First Peter tells us.
他说啊，借着我们的好行为。
That through our conducts.
啊，使人在。使人在神所的对啊，使人在那日啊，能够归荣耀给神呐、啊。
People can give glory to God.
啊，所以为了神的荣耀的缘故。
So for the sake of God's glory,
我们必须要在爱心上面能够忍受承受苦难啊。
We must be able to bear in love.
啊，所以真正的爱心呐、啊，不是你爱我，我爱你啊，糖果饼干送来送去啊，不是啊。
True love is not about me sending you gifts and you sending me gifts in return.
真正的爱心在于付出、忍耐、包容。
True love is about giving without asking for return, to forbear and to be patient with each other.
第三哦。
The third.
我们看回来《帖撒罗尼迦前书》的第一章。
Let's turn back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
那第三节啊。
Verse 3.
啊，这里说要纪念你们因爱心所做的功夫，因信心所做的功夫，爱心所受的劳苦，以及因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐啊。那这里告诉我们说，第三啊，你必须要有一个盼望啊。
The third is that we must have hope.
啊，但是在这里说啊，盼望你能够因主耶稣基督而存着一个忍耐啊。
But this is the patience of hope in the Lord Jesus in the sight of God.
那所以什么叫做盼望
？What does it mean to have hope?
盼望就是忍耐。
Hope is patience.
什么叫做盼望
？What is hope?
盼望就是等待。
Hope is waiting.
等待什么
？What are we waiting for?
等待耶稣基督显现的那一天啊。
Waiting for the appearance of the Lord Jesus again.
哦，所以当挪亚在造方舟的时候
，When Noah was building the ark,
他一百年来天天被人嘲笑啊。
He was mocked for 100 years.
哦，那人家都说啊，这个挪亚真是有问题啊。
Everyone said he had some.Problems.
哦，这个天气这么好。
The weather was great.
啊，他居然说有大洪水要来。
He said that there would be a great flood.
啊，一家人啊，傻傻的在那里盖船啊。
The entire family built this great ship.
哦，所以天天被人笑，天天被人骂啊。
They were mocked and rebuked every day.
啊，但是在这里说，但是挪亚忍受一百年众人的耻笑啊。
But Noah.Bore the mockery of people for 100 years,
而造了一个方舟，救了自己以及自己的全家。
And built an ark that saved him and his family.
哦，所以我们今天人生要存有盼望。
So we must have hope today.
啊，但是今天有一个很大的问题啊。
But there is a very big problem.
你有盼望，我有盼望。
You have hope, and so do I.
啊，但是请问一下，你的盼望在哪里啊
？But the question is. Where is your hope?
那在这里说，你的盼望要在主耶稣基督的身上啊。
It says here that the hope must be on the Lord Jesus.
啊，所以啊，今天有人这样子讲啊。
Some people say today.
他说啊， 很多的努力，很多小的努力累积成为大的成功。
A lot of little good efforts, turn into great success.
很多小的聪明最后累积成大的智慧。
A lot of little wisdom turn into great wisdom at the end.
但是很多小的盼望累积成为人生的绝望。
But a lot of little hope turn into a loss of hope at the very end.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
就是说，如果你的人生是由很多小盼望来组成的
，That is, if your life is all about little hopes,
盼望新车
，You hope for a new car,
盼望大房子
，You hope for a big house,
盼望好工作
，You hope for a good job,
盼望出人头地
，You hope for success,
盼望老婆漂亮
，You hope for a beautiful wife.
如果你的人生就是很多很多很多很多这种小盼望来组成
，If your life is made up of These little hopes.
这些小盼望最后组成的就是一个绝望。
This little hope will turn into a great loss of hope in your life.
因为这个小盼望最后没有办法为你组成达到添加那个真正的盼望。
Because these little hopes cannot make up this hope in heaven at the end.
所以我们今天人生要有盼望。
Today we must have hope in this life.
但是在这里圣经说，你的盼望要建立在主耶稣基督的身上。
But the Bible says clearly here that the hope must be in the Lord Jesus.
所以当挪亚造了这个方舟啊
，When Noah built the ark.
那这方舟的造成是按照神所吩咐的尺寸。
And he built so according to the instructions of God.
方舟有没有窗户？
Was there a window in the ark?
你知道吗？整个方舟只有一个窗户而已啊。
Do you know that there is only one window in the entire ark?
而且它的窗户不是在四周哦，不是像我们这样子窗户在两旁啊。
And the window is not on the side like it is normally.
啊，方舟只有一个窗户。
The ark only has one window.
啊，神吩咐挪亚说：“你开一个窗户在上面啊。”
God told Noah, "Open a window in the ark." On top.
那为什么窗户不开在两旁呢
？Why doesn't he tell him to open the windows on the side?
因为当你窗户开在两旁
，If your windows are on the side，
你看到的是你看到是什么
？What do you see？
你看到的是人的绝望
，You see the loss of hope of man。
你看到洪水灭世
，You saw or how the flood destroy the world。
人在这种患难当中没有办法拯救自己。
In this kind of circumstance, man cannot save himself.
所以当你窗户开在两旁，你只看到人生的无奈而已。
When you open your windows on the side, you only see the helplessness of man.
所以神对挪亚说，神对挪亚说啊，你的窗户不要开在旁边啊。
So God told Noah, do not open the windows on the side.
你的窗户要开在上面啊。
Your window must open on top.
你有时候会觉得很奇怪啊。
You may feel this is strange.
不是说有大洪水要从上面下来吗
？Isn't there a great flood that is coming from above?
哇，那我在上面再开一个洞，那不是水就全部淹进来了吗
？If I open a hole on top of the ship, wouldn't all the water come in？
所以呀，在人来看是不合理的。
In the eyes of man, this is not sensible.
但是在神来说，叫你开上面，使你能够常常仰望上面啊。
But God asked him to open from the top so that he can look for hope.
所以我们今天这个人生不要看四周，不要看两旁。
So in our lives today.We cannot look at the side.
要能够定睛仰望天上的盼望。
Instead, we need to fix our eyes on above.
所以在哥林多后书里面啊，保罗这样说哈。
In 2 Corinthians, Paul
我们来看哥林多后书啊。
Let's refer to 2 Corinthians.
我们看哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians,
第五章
chapter 5.
哥林多后书第四章哦
，Second Corinthians chapter 4
第十六节
，verse 16。
哥林多后书第四章的第十六节
，chapter 4 verse 16。
他说：“所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天心思一天是七。
17。
我们这至战至轻的苦楚，要为我们成就那极重无比永远的荣耀是八。
18。
原来我们所顾念的，原来我们不是顾念所能见，乃是顾念不能所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的乃是永远的。好。”我们看第五章的第一节啊。
Let's read chapter 5 verse 1.
我们原知道这地上的帐篷若拆毁，必得神所造，不是人手所造，在天上永存的房屋啊。所以在这里啊，使徒保罗告诉我们啊。
Here Here Paul said to us,
啊，人生要有盼望。
We must have hope in life.
啊，但是盼望要建立正确。
But this hope must be built correctly.
啊，必须要建立在耶稣基督的身上。
It must be built in the Lord Jesus.
啊，如果我们今天的盼望都在世间呢？
If our hope is in this world,
很多时候你盼望到最后，你什么都带不走啊。
And a lot of times we will find that we cannot bring anything with us.
啊，你盼望到最后
，at the end,
啊，两手空空。一无所有啊
！Our hope really turns into emptiness of our hands.
啊，但是如果今天我们人生有正确的盼望啊
，But if we have the right hope today,
建立在耶稣基督的身上
，We build our hope in the Lord Jesus.
啊，看到将来为你所存留那个天上无比荣耀的地方
，We can see the place of eternal glory above.
啊，你的人生的方向、目标、价值就有了正确的指引啊。
Then our directions, our visions of life have.This correct direction.
啊，因为你仰望，所以你看见。
Because we hope, we can see.
你看见对，你看见你的目标。
We can see our goal.
你自然知道你应该要走的方向。
We know the direction that we need to go on.
你拥有正确人生的方向。
Once we have the right direction,
你自然能够活出一个应活出来的生活。
We can naturally live a life that we need to live.
为什么基督徒愿意努力？
Why is it that Christians are willing to strive?
为什么愿意牺牲？愿意付出？
Why is it that we're willing to sacrifice and to give?
很简单，因为方向正确，目光看见。
It's very simple. It's because we have the right direction and we have the right vision.
所以为什么帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒能够成为众圣徒的榜样？
Why is it the church in Thessalonica can be the example church?
因为大患难当中看见的盼望。
Because they see hope in great tribulation.
而是能够在这个超越人生的盼望里面看到忍耐受苦的价值。
They can really transcend life and see the value of life.
我们今天能为耶稣受苦吗？
Today, can we...forbear for
今天
can we suffer for the Lord Jesus?
今天如果我们看不到那个将来的盼望哦，看不到那个天上那个盼望哦。
If we cannot really see the heavenly hope,
有时候人间什么事情都是大事。
And everything in this world is a great matter.
你有时候听到信徒啊，哇，两个人吵架不来教会啦。
Sometimes you hear that a couple quarrel and decided not to come to church.
哇，来到教会啊，哦，我跟这个人打招呼啊，他没有跟我说嗨，一生气啊，不来教会啦。
Or you may hear about someone.Who was not greeted at church, therefore they stopped coming.
啊，他不尊重我，他对我不好，教会没有关心我。
This person does not respect me. The church doesn't care about me.
好像讲的自己不来教会，很有道理的样子啊。
It's as if the person really, is right in not coming to church.
为什么会这样子？
Why is that?
因为目光不正确，眼睛看不到将来的盼望。
This is really because our vision is not right. We cannot really see.The glory of the future.
因为看不到上面，你只好看下面啊。
If we cannot really see above, we can only see below.
因为没有看到那个荣耀，所以人间当中的一点事情，每件都是大事啊。
If we cannot see the glory above, then every little thing in this world is a big deal.
啊，但是啊，当你今天能够有正确的盼望在基督耶稣的身上
，But if we really have the right hope in the Lord Jesus,
看到价值，看到荣耀
，we see what is of true value.And glory.
你会突然发觉说，人世间的冲突、挣扎、放弃，其实都是小事啊。
We will realize that all these conflicts, all this giving up in this world, are really just nothing.
哦，人家没有跟我说嗨，那这是什么大事
？If someone doesn't greet me, it's really nothing.
啊，为了聚会少赚一天少赚100，那这是什么大事
？For the sake of coming to service, I make $100 less.This is really nothing.
天上那个奖赏才是真正值得追求的。
The heavenly reward is really truly worthy of my pursuit.
那所以我们今天目光要正确，盼望要更高啊。
So today we must have the right vision and also have higher hope.
啊，才能够活出一个成功信徒的榜样来。
So that we can truly live a successful example of a believer.
使我们在这世，使我们在这世上不管遇到什么样的考验，什么样的患难。
That No matter what we encounter in this world,
就算有一天你像保罗一样
even if one day we may encounter what Paul encountered,
被逼迫、遭患难、被鞭打、抓到监牢里面去
being persecuted, being whipped, being in prison,
啊，你都能够仰望天家的盼望，而以世上的苦难为自战自清的。
We can really look into the heavenly glory and really look.Lightly upon our affliction in this world.
那我们求主耶稣带领我们啊。
May the Lord Jesus help us.
啊，使我们能够像这些帖撒罗尼迦的信徒一样。
So that we can be like the members of the Thessalonica church.
在患难当中活出好的榜样。
In tribulation, we can live a good example.
能够活出一个成功的基督徒人生啊。
To live a successful life of a Christian.
我们一起来唱诗哦。
Let's sing a hymn.
没有吧？我们一起来唱诗。我们唱诗127首哦。
Let's sing hymn 127.
我们唱126首。
126.
第一节跟最后一节。
Verse 1 and 4.
Spiritual rain